rice ball with young coconuts fresh, tapioca ball, 1 cup small tapioca pulse, 1 per 4 cups coconut cream, 1 cup young coconut fresh, 1 per 2 cup very hot water, coconut cream, 2 cups coconut milk, 1 teaspoon rice flour, 150 grams sugar, 1 per 4 teaspoon salt, 2 pandanus leaf, cut into short lengths. To prepare the boiled coconut milk, combine coconut milk, sugar, and salt in a pot and bring to the boil over medium heat. Once the mixture is boiling, add the pandanus leaf. When there is fragrant smell, remove and discard the leaves. Mix the rice flour with some water and add to the coconut cream. Stir until the flour is done and the coconut cream taken. Remove from heat and set aside. Put the tapioca pulse in a mixing bowl, add hot water and stir thoroughly with a wooden pattern. Allow to cool down slightly. Add the coconut cream and knead until soft. Set aside for 30 minutes. Roll the tapioca pulse into a small ball, about 1 cm in diameter. Bring the water to a boil. Drop in the tapioca balls and boil until they float to the surface. Remove with a slot spoon and put into a prepared coconut cream. Spoon into a dessert bowl and add some slice of young coconut fresh before serving. Mock our shells in coconut cream. 1 cup rice ball, 2 tablespoons tapioca flour, 1 tablespoon arrowroot starch, 1 per 4 cup roast whole mung beans, 3 per 4 cup water, coconut cream, 1 tablespoon rice flour, 2 cup coconut milk, 1 per 2 cup sugar, 1 per 2 teaspoon salt, 3 pandanus leaf, cut into short strips, special utensils, crockery press or a fork. To make the coconut cream, combine coconut milk, sugar, salt, and rice flour together. Stir well, add the pandanus leaf and bring to the boil, then remove from heat. To make the curds, mix all the flour together and water and stir to combine. Press over medium heat and stir until the mixture forms a dough. Remove from the heat and allow to cool slightly. While still warm, knead the dough until it's soft and firm. Roll the dough into a small ball about 1 cm in diameter. Press on the stem or on the back of a fork to form the fruit curls. Continue pressing until the dough is finished. Bring a pot of water to the boil. Drop the fruit curls into the boiling water and boil until done. When the curls frost to the surface, remove them with a slot spoon and put into a prepared coconut cream. Bring the coconut cream to boil once again, then remove from the heat. To serve, spoon into a dessert bowl and sprinkle with the roast mung beans. Tip: tapioca flour can be substituted by corn flour.